Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Many years ago, I made a conscious decision to enter the world of professional services as an advisor, not a consultant. This was a decision born from steady observation, many interactions with knowledgeable experts, and ultimately from watching the outcomes of both over extended periods. What I discovered was a clear delineation between the work of an advisor from that of a consultant. Consultants, well, they consult. They are given to specific problems and challenges, and their work is to consult a client on specific solutions and actions. Their work is set in the frame or scope of a given period of time with specific deliverables expected through and at the end of the engagement period. Businesses need consultants to parachute in, identify the problems needing to be solved, framing internal and external resources to take action, and direct the work through to completion. Consultants are marked by a clear set of attributes, inclusive of deep knowledge specificity, broad problem exposure, detail-oriented discipline, and the integrity to maintain scope and deliver as promised. Again, businesses need consultants simply because the range of problems and challenges businesses encounter require far wider expertise and experience than most businesses have in-house. Advisors are different. Advisors come alongside clients in a deeply professional and personal manner to walk in the shoes of those they're advising. They have their heads always up to see the future, the possible shifts, the twists and turns of uncertainty, and the many possibilities their advice may result in. Advisors don't come with pat answers and cookie-cutter solutions. Though they may have encountered similar challenges many times, effective advisors are conscious that a similar problem in the context of a different business culture requires a different approach, a unique nuance to the advice given. Advisors are marked by deep and wide experiences, emotional maturity that sets aside their own interest for that of the client, the magic triplet of insight, understanding, and wisdom applied in myriad ways to myriad situations. The most effective advisors aren't come-and-go resources, but rather a steady presence in the lives and work of their clients. Business leaders need advisors for more reasons than can be stated here. Advisors see strategy as an organic dynamic, not fixed on a constrained time, but as living and adaptable to the myriad circumstances, situations, and alterations resident in the life of a business. They play multiple roles at the request of their clients, from behind-the-curtain counsel, to collaborative problem solver, to accountability coach, to quiet confidence giver, to action-based director. Advisors have the abilities to range across multiple roles when asked, but never presume any such roles. Attuned leaders understand the differences between consultants and advisors and engage either, depending on what the organization requires for both short-term and long-term success. The leader who believes they never need either will find their limits sooner than later. And when they don't seek the consultant or advisor who has real solutions, the organization will suffer and the work of the business will diminish. Everyone has a role to play in sustainably successful businesses. Consultants and advisors are essential to this success. At least I think so, and so have the many clients we've worked with over the past 30 years. What kind of leader are you? Until next time. I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.